Elon and Trump are going to back some cryptos with gold and silver. That could change the game substantially, wouldn't you say?
There's an infinity of gold, not so much on the silver. Silver, I think, is going to become just as valuable as gold at some point down the road. The people that can't see the future and understand how big the XRP is, at the $30 price tag, at the $50 price tag, at the $100 price tag, I'm going to tell you 90% of the people are going to sell the whole entire bags, and they're going to get it back on the cheap. We're hoping that the XRP does hit those high numbers. We believe it will. We believe it should because of who's in charge, Donald Trump. That's why we got a Quantum Summit. You guys need to come to the Quantum Summit so that we can open up your mind, expand your mind, and allow you to believe that, yes, this is all possible. Yes, this is all coming. And you come on board with us to help wake up as many people as possible because quantum is going to be everything in the future. But before we get started, folks, make sure you hit the pause button. Okay, go down below. There's a Rumble link. Go over to Rumble and follow us over there. QFS1776.com is, without question, the holy grail of what's to come. Okay, T-shirts. You got to get yourself decorated. This way people will ask you, what is XRP? What is the quantum financial system? What is this? What is that? And you send them where? To QFS1776.com, where they need to immerse themselves because we're going to burn down this system down to the ground. And out of the ashes will rise the phoenix. There will be nothing to go back to. Believe me when I tell you that. Also, our Telegram groups down below. If you want to learn what's coming and you're sort of a little scared, I understand. Believe me, I was there too at one point. And if you need more than $10,000 worth of XRP or $1 million worth of XRP, you come see me. Send me an email at QFS1776@gmail.com, and we'll get you as much as you want. Gold and silver. Welcome to CarminesGold.com. Don't waste not even a second looking. Cheaper prices just don't exist. How important is it for you to own gold and silver right now? What does it mean to me personally? There's an economy that's about to crash beyond what words can explain. In five words, I'm going to educate you on gold and silver. Are you ready? You need to own some. Simple.
Hi, everyone. I'm Carrie Cassidy from Project Camelot and very happy to be here today. So I have Mel Carmine with me and we are doing this live, I hope. So, and if not, then we're going to, it's recording anyway, and we will put it on Rumble. So, Mel, why don't you give yourself a short introduction? I think most of my audience knows who you are already, but just for anyone who's new and is just signing on.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just basically an Italian-American entrepreneur, been here since 1972, moved to Costa Rica to try and escape that thing called the V because my wife is from the Philippines and they wanted to jab her about 12 times. And I said, no, that's not going to happen. So we moved to Costa Rica, lived there for 11 years, adopted two furry stray dogs off the streets, brought them here with us. They've been actually living with us inside the EE system. They're like 14 years old, going on 5 years old. They're like puppies all over again because we really age regress them because that's what we have. We have age regression technology. We've had a lady who just recently did a telomere study, and the telomeres went up the other way 23%. We own a healing center called Staying Alive with two E's at the end, .com in Cape Canaveral. We're about to do a quantum summit, which you will be at that quantum summit. We're going to be talking about everything from the quantum financial system to the revaluation of wealth to the cleaning of the atmosphere, the cleaning up of the dirt, the food, everything, getting rid of all these demonic three, four, five-letter agencies that have been ruling our life for the longest time. And we got people on stage that are going to be potentially talking about flat earth theories. Nobody really knows for sure if it's flat, round, square, rectangular, triangular. Nobody knows because we're not allowed to leave planet Earth. That's why we drive an extension of a Model T Ford. No one's allowed to get the 99,000-foot view. So it's you know, we got to get break free from the matrix, if you will. We got to, you know, push the envelope. Now we got the right leader in place. I think this is the right timing. And I can't wait till they lift all the restriction on freedom of speech so that you can grow unimpededly. I know you had one of the biggest channels on YouTube talking about the UFO stuff. And I've been a big fan of your stuff for a very, very long time.
Okay. Well, first of all, I would my largest channel on YouTube that had 70 million viewers worldwide was deleted 3.5 years ago, at which point we became a subscription-based channel, but most things are free anyway on Rumble, and that's where all my videos go now, and Odyssey sucked up most of my channel at that time that was deleted off YouTube. Now, I've just been deleted off another YouTube channel that I started approximately a year ago, and they deleted that entire channel. So I have another YouTube channel that has been kind of hidden, and I tried to go live on it today, but it didn't work. So I don't know what's up with that. I have to check into that.
Yeah, well, same thing with me. I'm like a loose cannon. I can literally say something that, you know, can, how to say, loose lips sink ships, right? And I'm one of those loose lips kind of guys. And so I have an entire team of people that watch my stuff and edit stuff out because I like to speak my mind. I'm not going to genuflect to a new world order or some dictatorship or some people that own a platform that think that they own the language. You don't own nothing, and you're not going to own nothing. And we'll be happy.
Okay, well, and let me correct one thing. There are people that go off planet in the secret space program, as far as I'm concerned. And my witnesses, which I've been interviewing whistleblowers from above top secret for 20 years. And one of my witnesses, Captain Mark Richards, in prison in Solano, California. Mm-hmm. And I've got 12 interviews with him over a period of 5 years. And he will tell you flat earth is bullocks. It's a CIA op, and that he has flown in numerous spaceships off planet and gone to various planets, et cetera. So, and there's a huge body of military that also do so, which is called the Secret Space Program, in case you've never heard of it.
I have.
So, so those people are can completely contest the flat earth idea. And there has actually been some recent contesting of that philosophy. But nonetheless, if you want to think that, go right ahead.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, a lot of those people are confused because they're actually seeing things dimensionally. And what they see is that we've gone into the fourth dimension, and the fourth dimension is a horizontal plane going out endlessly. And that is what they are actually looking at. They're also what you call materialists, and you cannot understand space if you don't go interdimensional and you don't go intergalactic. So this is what we're talking about anyway. But to move on, I just,
yeah, totally. I mean, I agree with you. I'm not an advocate for one or the other.
Okay.
The only thing I'm saying is we're not allowed to leave planet Earth, me and you, meaning we're still driving a Model T Ford extension because it's got four rubber tires.
Well, they're not revealing the real truth of our,
yeah, exactly.
Yes, our existence. And Elon is what you call a limited hangout, sadly. So, let's launch into everything. I mean, Trump just, you know, did his inauguration. Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy that? Do you have comments?
I thought it was very, I think it was one of the best speeches. I think even mainstream media happens to be, it was one of the best speeches. I like the fact that he said that he's going to put the military on, for all we know, they're there already. And probably today, tomorrow, we're going to start getting footage of that reality. So that's, it's exciting. But I think that Donald Trump really has no choice but to get into one more war. And that war is going to be against the cartel. We cannot have, even though they're not calling it Nasara and Jassara, there's so many characteristics that's what it's pointing to, that you can't deny that that's what it is. You know, the shrinking of the government, the getting rid of the IRS, bringing in tariffs. It's a whole different structure. Shrinking down the federal government and spending down by $29.5 billion. That's what it is. So we cannot have paradise and have fentanyl and illegal people flowing over the border and coexist happily side by side, and everything is going to be kumbaya. You know what I mean? Someone's going to have to win. Someone's going to have to lose. Either evil wins and we perish, or we win and evil perishes. One's got to win, one's got to lose. So I think he's going to go in with the full might of the you know, military of the United States of America, which is the most powerful military, even though it's been depleted. And I think he's going to literally crush the cartel in a couple of weeks, including MS-13. We'll throw in the Latin string, what is it, the Latin Kings and the 18 Street Gangs and whatever gangs are out there. And all these psychopaths are going to be all deported back to whatever country they came from, because we don't need psychopaths. We need people that are cool. I mean, look, we've had people that come here illegally. but they sort of blended it to our culture. The Mexicans are a classic example of that. I mean, if you like to go to a fancy Italian restaurant or French restaurant or fancy anything restaurant these days, the guys in the kitchen who are really good cooks, they're all Mexicans. If you send those guys home, ain't nobody here to cook your meal. You know what I mean? So,
Okay, well, I do agree with that part of it, but I have to say that what you're talking about is the war with the cartel is actually also a war with China. So it's not as simple as just the cartel. The cartel are working with China, and China is working with them. And those illegal aliens are also lots and lots of Asians, of various Chinese and from various countries. So that's much, it's a much deeper story than that. But we're also talking about a war with aliens from off planet, and they are also here. So the war that we're entering now is really a war, a hidden war that's been hidden to some degree for many, many years that people don't admit to. So, but yes, absolutely a war with the cartel. And I was very happy to hear him actually bring that up in his speech and in his various speeches. He made several different ones, but so that's absolutely. And fentanyl for sure. I mean, part of the problem with the drug thing is also the humans that get hooked. So they are unknowing, they are naive, in some cases young, naive. In other cases, they are actually, they have negative leanings themselves, and they actually, look for something outside themselves to sustain and to give them sort of a dream life, et cetera. So be that as it may, I think that we can't just put all the blame on the cartels because people take drugs. People also have to be responsible for their own actions to some degree, but definitely the young and the innocent that they get hooked and so on and so forth, also by trafficking. Because when they traffic the kids, they drug them. So this is what goes on, and that's forced drugging. So I just want to highlight that as well. But thank you, Mel. What in terms of let's talk about your upcoming summit, because that's really the point of this conversation.
The upcoming Quantum Summit represents a convergence of advanced scientific, technological, and socioeconomic paradigms aimed at addressing some of the most pressing and transformative issues of our time. The topics, curated to spark intellectual and practical innovation, include 1, next generation digital finance systems, examination of digital assets like XRP, XLM, XDC, and their alignment with the ISO 222 standard for interoperability and global financial integration. The emergence of gold-backed Basel-compliant tokens, setting a new precedent for asset-backed financial instruments. Discussion of the role of XRP as a potential stablecoin, RLUSD, and its implications of redefining real USD stability. 2, currency reevaluation and sound money principles. Insights into potential reevaluation of legacy currencies such as the Iraqi dinar, Vietnamese dong, and Zimbabwe dollar. Advocacy for a gold-backed monetary system and the reintroduction of sound money to stabilize global economies. 3, global governance and alliances. Collaboration between Space Force and the Galactic Federation and the so-called White Hats, with a focus on strategic advancements in security and cosmic governance. Exploratory discussion on controversial topics such as flat Earth theories and the hidden realms of the inner Earth. 4, Antarctica's mysteries and strategic importance. A scientific investigation into Antarctica's geopolitical and ecological significance, potentially uncovering revolutionary insights. 5, revolutionizing public health and environmental policies. Contributions from consultants to the RFK administration on transforming the U.S. food supply, aiming for super organic standards. Addressing the eradication of harmful practices by entities like Monsanto, alongside a comprehensive overhaul of the agricultural system. 6, advanced technologies for well-being. Introduction of scalar energy technologies presented by experts. Exploration of holistic modalities such as prospects of these treatments being covered by future insurance policies, signaling a paradigm shift in healthcare accessibility and innovation. Number 7, environmental reformation and atmospheric engineering. Strategies for eliminating chemtrails and fostering ecological balance using advanced technologies and holistic approaches. A transformative experience. This summit promises a rare opportunity to engage with groundbreaking ideas, cutting-edge technologies, and visionary thought leaders. Attendees will leave with unparalleled insights and actionable knowledge, making this event as a pivotal milestone in the journey towards a sustainable, equitable, and enlightened future. Prepare for discussions that challenge conventional narratives and illuminate the path to systemic global transformation.
And it is, I have a sort of an ad that you created, and I put that on my Telegram. I just put it on there again. Mm-hmm. And so people that are interested can go there and watch it. Anything you want to say, maybe talk about the people who are going to be speaking. Why did you start doing it? And why did you choose those particular dates of the 8th and 9th of March?
Well, I'm a big 17 guy. You know, I'm part of that 17th letter in the alphabet. I was big on Alex Jones for many, many years, 26 years. I followed him religiously. Do I still watch him occasionally? Yes. Do I agree with everything? I like Alex Jones. He's a patriot through and through, even though a lot of people say he's with the Mossad, and he could be, but I don't see how that's connected to a guy that's trying to wake you up on the fluoride and all the poisoning of the food and poisoning of the air and the chemtrails on and on and on for 35, 40 years now. He's been around for quite a long time. So when I got turned on to the Q movement, I really became part of that 17. 8 and 9 is 17, okay? So we signed the contract on October 17th at 3:17 in the afternoon. So I'm really big on 17. So there's going to be a lot of QAnon people that are coming to the event because they want to be with their tribe. Now, what else is going to be potentially the clincher that's going to make this event successful is the fact that we're expecting an XRP that's north of $20. Obviously, this will be the first, the first party, if you will, where a lot of the QAnon people who are also into the XRP and the XLM and the XDC, which are the tokens that are going to take over this new quantum financial system, they're going to be there. They're going to want to go to a party because the $20 price tag, which has been suppressed for such a long time because of the SEC lawsuit, which was really slapped onto us by none other than Jamie Dimon, and that's a whole other story. We've been suppressed for 4 or 5 years. We should have been done through this a long time ago. But the reality is now that we finally reached, let's say, a conservative price tag of $15, $20, $30, they're going to want to go to a party. And the very first party that happens to be is going to be my party down in Cape Canaveral on March 8th and 9th. So I do expect, if we do hit those prices, I expect a lot of people coming. Obviously, if a lot of the podcasters who are going to be on stage really start to promote the event heavy duty starting today, for example, we'll sell out probably in 2 weeks. That's where we're at. I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to be a gathering place where everybody can meet and be around like-minded people. I have a friend of mine, Mike Barra. You might know who he is. He hangs out a lot with George Norrie. He's into a lot of the same stuff that we're into. He's like, please don't shut it down. He goes, move it to Vegas. I'll help you with it because it's a logistical nightmare. It really is a lot of work. And, Lewis Hearns will tell you, if you break even with these things, you're lucky. The only way we'll make a little bit of money, for example, is if the XRP goes to $20, $30, the excitement level will be so much so that we'll probably sell, who knows, 4,000 or 5,000 tickets, virtual tickets, which is coming as well, where people can join us live from anywhere in the world. Then we'll make a little bit of pocket change. But other than that, these events are not made so that you can become a multimillionaire from doing events. This is more of a stressful. If you're a sadomasochist, I would advise you to go and throw one of these events, and then you'll come back to me and say you're right, Mel. This is not a money making thing. So, but that Amber and I have been working so hard because everybody wants to be part of something, and this has become something that people want to hang out at.
Okay, so well, I have done many conferences and I do one every year in the UK, but I keep it very small because that's all they'll let me do because they mess with you otherwise. And I don't know about your situation, but I know that I have been through hell trying to do large conferences, even in the United States. So I don't even try anymore. Maybe that'll change now that Trump is coming into office and everything that he's doing right this second and moving into the future. So that will be excellent. And again, it gets into the censorship, it gets into the media censorship, it gets into the lies in the media. So there's a lot here that we are going to be approaching, and hopefully that's going to be changing. So Mel, in terms of your event, you just said something about Vegas and then you kind of didn't explain. So are you saying you're going to do it in Vegas? Because right now it's in Cape Canaveral, right?
Mike Barra, who is really a fan of my show. I'm a fan of a lot of the stuff that he's doing as well with George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and Gaia and all that kind of stuff. He is so into what we're doing that he said, Mel, we should keep this going and maybe next year expand it over into Vegas. I don't know that if I have the energy and the wherewithal to, unless somebody else takes, reins of it, because it's got so many moving parts. There's so many, like we have some of the most amazing memorabilia that is coming. A gentleman that has been part of this quantum financial system movement, who's also an artist. One day I go to, Amber is a fan of Jeff Bezos. She likes to order a lot of shit from Jeff Bezos. And every time I go to the office, there's always like three boxes. I'm like, stop spending money with Jeff Bezos. So this big box showed up one day and I'm like, what the hell is this? I said, are you sure you didn't order something? She goes, I swear I didn't order anything. So I open it up and it's this big piece of artwork, which is amazing. This guy's extremely talented. So we called him and said, is it okay if you give us the licensing rights to this artwork, because we like to put it on t-shirts and our sweatshirt with a zipper, a little hoodie, and it's come out so amazing. We just ordered, as a matter of fact, about six or seven shirts that are coming to the center to so that we could show. But we're going to actually be adding this to the actual website as early as today, which I'm telling you, there's no t-shirt in the world that's ever been designed like this. I don't know why I even got the idea to take the artwork and put it on the actual t-shirt, but it's not there yet, I don't think. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I'm just
Maybe
showing everyone this is your website, is that correct?
it is.
Okay, so just because people might want to see, what's what here, you've got a link to get tickets, so that's good, right? And then you've got different kinds of tickets at different prices, and you want to talk about why the prices are different, what people
Yeah,
might get.
well, this time it's all catered. You have lunch, dinner, lunch. The galas are completely a separate deal. You have a free hors d'oeuvres party at the poolside at night with karaoke and DJ and dancing. This is going to be, high end. We're talking, wedding style food. I believe there's New York strip steak on the menu with sweet mashed potatoes, scallops, and shrimp for like the main course for the gala dinner. So this is not, run of the mill event. This is going to be, it's not like pizza and
Okay.
cheese sticks, right? Okay.
It
Or
looks
chicken
like
wings.
it's held at a different place. You're holding it this time at the Radisson. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct.
Very good.
Yeah. This is going to be a catered event. There's going to be a separate room where we go to eat, our lunch and dinner, et cetera.
All
The
right.
gala is going to be main in the main ballroom, but they have to literally break down the whole place. At 4 o'clock, we'll close up the first day, which is the gala dinner that same night, and they have to rearrange the whole place depending how many of those tickets we sell for however many people we sell to have the round tables in there and the DJ, and so it's a whole, thing where there's it involves a lot of physical labor, if you will, to transform from one thing to another to accommodate everybody. It's not, like I said, it's got a lot of moving parts. It really does.
All right. And then you've got speakers. You have your speakers listed here. Okay, great. So one of the speakers that I heard you're going to have, looks like Nino's going to be speaking, is Juan O'Savin. So you got him here. Is that
right? Yeah. You know, 107 is one of those people that didn't come last year because of what you just said earlier. He basically called me out of the blue. He said, Mel, congratulations, but you just hit the big time. He says, there's a couple of people that are going to be blending in into your audience. This is the first Quantum Summit. He goes, these are people that work with those four letter agencies. And he goes, congratulations, you just hit the big time, you know? And, so that's the reason why he didn't show up. So if you want to know, I think I'm allowed to let that cat out of the bag at this point.
Okay. I was just clicking over to this is my other YouTube channel that we tried to go live today. Just FYI, it does exist out there. I put the link on my Telegram for those of you that are watching, but we're not live there right now. I have to take out some kinks to see if we can actually go live, but there's no promises.
Let me show you some of the memorabilia that's coming. I think you're going to love it. This is just to give your audience a little taste. By the way, this will be the first time that we actually physically show this. All right. Tell me if you could see that.
Hold on. Yes.
You can.
This is a shirt.
That's a shirt. Yeah. Is that pretty wild? That's the front of it.
Great. Okay. Very cool. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's the front of it. And this is the back of it.
Okay. It's got your picture on it.
Oh, yeah. It's got my chair. It's got QFS1776.com. It is wild. Even the sleeves. I mean, there's artwork all over this thing. This is not an easy shirt to print, let me tell you. Okay. Yeah. This is like next level. Yeah.
Okay.
You got Donald Trump on a horse with the American flag. I mean, it is busy. You got David Schwartz here with the XRP on his patch on his eye. I mean, it is very involved. This is the artwork that I received. It's a huge piece of artwork, which we will display at the Quantum Summit. Hopefully, this gentleman, the artist, can come and. And I told him, I says, why are you working in a factory, dude, with that kind of talent? You should be like, you know, an artist and being paid as an artist, right? I said, why don't you come down? I said, hopefully, you know, we'll fill up the room with 900 people. Plus, we'll be live on the air. Hopefully, there'll be a few more thousand people watching. And you're going to get you're going to get noticed. And people are going to start ordering stuff directly from you, right? So that's what we hope happens. I like to help everybody. You know, it's all about... Okay. Other people, you know, reaping the rewards of their talent, right?
So is that, are you selling those t-shirts or there's just one on?
No, will be for sale, but people can order these and have them drop shipped directly to the house instead of buying it directly at the place, although we might have a few shirts there as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me see if I can go back to the, I kind of lost the link, but. It must be here somewhere. But is there anything else you want to talk about the various speakers you want to?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, we have a whole array of speakers this time around, just like the last time, and various subjects. The most exciting speakers that I think are going to be down there is Sean Taylor, potentially the biggest whistleblower in the history of working for a sheriff's department. They basically called in the sheriff's department and all the head of all the police and said, if you see these trucks on the road with this name on it, you are not to pull them over no matter what. If you pull them over, you just forfeited your pension and you'll get fired. That was the discussion. You know why? Because they were transporting the little ones for that trafficking stuff. You understand? Okay.
Yeah.
This is what we're dealing with. Senator Mark Finchman from Arizona, who just won, is going to be at the event. He said, Mel, I can't believe he said that, you know, I'm going through the internet and I got this ad, Quantum Summit. And he goes, next thing I know is your ugly mug pops out on it. So he goes, I got two tickets and I'm coming. So he's coming. Nino Rodriguez is a very unique story. Now, there's a big fan. We don't know whether this is going to manifest. This is the first time I say it on air, and this might manifest or it might not. Okay, if it does, I'm going to pick him up. There's a gentleman that comes to my. I'm not allowed to mention his name. He's a very wealthy man. He's worth hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, and he comes a fan of Nino Rodriguez who comes to my center in Cape Canaveral. He said, "Mel, I'm coming to your Quantum Summit." But he goes, I asked Nino, he goes, my jet is for sale. But if my jet doesn't sell between now and your event, tell Nino I want to go pick him up in Texas with the private jet. So if that happens, we're going to record the whole thing going, because I'm going to go and pick him up, and we're going to fly him to Cape Canaveral. So that's pretty wild. That might manifest, which will be amazing. And so now he said, well, if that happens, he goes, there's probably a stronger possibility that I will make it. I don't think Nino Rodriguez is going to say no to a private jet ride. I really don't.
Oh, okay. So up to then, he's not sure he wants to
It's a Quasimodo. It's a 50-50 because of his parents.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right.
Exactly. Parents. I think his father is very ill.
Right. We got Jason Shurko. We got Sheriff Mack. We got Thomas Park Althaus, who is the original writer of the movie called The Matrix, which Warner Brothers stole. We got Lewis Hearns. We got you, obviously. We got General Tata. We got Laura Eisenhower, who basically refused the position to go to Mars. I just recently interviewed her. We got Mark Z and his son potentially are coming. We got Mariah Prusy and Pat Miletich, who is going to be working directly with who? The RFK administration to getting the minerals back in the dirt, to clean up the dirt, get the metals out permanently, et cetera. We got David Digital Outlook, who I'll be on his show probably next week. We got Dr. Layla, who is a pharmacist, who basically realizes that the little things that come in a bottle don't work and they mess you up. SG Anon looks like he might be coming this time. Mikkel Markets, I just did a show with him yesterday. He's going to be at the show. I believe we got maybe Ido Farina from Greece who's coming. We got a gentleman who builds yachts, mega yachts. My good friend Will Harris, he's coming from Portugal. We got people coming from Costa Rica. We got people coming from the UK. We got people coming from Scotland. We got people coming from all over the world. Obviously, the great Michael Jocko is going to be there. Ishmael Perez, Patrick Riley, crowd favorite. Mike Barra, the CEO of Purium. He's like a health freak. Victoria Reynolds, who is now one of my co-hosts. Ian Farrar. I mean, we got quite the cast that's coming. General Tata might be coming again, who's a 4-star general. Who's potentially going to be working maybe with the Trump administration. So if he goes to work for the Trump administration, it sort of narrows the chances of him being there. But if he doesn't, he'll definitely be there. So we got a lot of great people coming. I'm excited. And I think we're going to have even more speakers that we don't see yet. They'll say, hey, I'm coming. And then we'll have to put them on the board.
Okay. Is this still your site? I want to make sure I got the right one. Okay. Yes.
Yes.
So, okay, there we are. And so I just want to show people, the site thing. And what is the QFS team? What's that link about?
The QFS, that's our link, the Quantum Financial System, basically. We're the ones that basically came up with the Holy Grail, the Bible, if you will, of the Quantum Financial System and what's coming, and sort of paint the picture in a very elementary level so that people can understand what's coming. That's why the Quantum Summit was really started, to get as many people to wake up as possible about this new world, this new reality that's about to set in.
Okay. All right. Is in terms of what we say is the sort of purpose behind the summit is, you say it's to have a party in the event that XRP goes to $20 or whatever it goes
to. That will happen automatically. If $20 XRP manifests, there'll be I'll probably be kicking myself.
You're planning on that happening. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
But if regardless, you're doing your conference, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And is there anything else, like, you might talk about, you're a big advocate for XRP. You want to give a short spiel about
that? Sure, absolutely. XRP was created, we got to go back to the beginning of time. David Schwartz, who put a patent on blockchain technology, went to go work as a consultant for DARPA from 2000 all the way to 2010. And 2007, what happened is we had the housing crisis, 2008, 2000, yeah, 2007, 2008, we had the housing crisis. And then when the housing crisis happened, they basically probably went to him and said, hey, we need a new monetary system. We're in a lot of trouble. And they created the Bitcoin. So 2007, 2008, we have a major crash. In 2009, Bitcoin is born. That's not a coincidence. Bitcoin doesn't work. You had to go back to the drawing board to fix Bitcoin. And the way they fix Bitcoin is by creating XRP, which is scalable to 3.5 trillion transactions per second. Now, if you don't believe me, go on YouTube and punch in XRP, trillions of transactions per second. A video will pop up by Moon Lambo. Watch that video because he shows actual proof of this. And so with that said, you know, here we are with the XRP, and the XRP, I think, is going to make a lot of people very, very wealthy. Some people that are obviously Bitcoin Nancy's, Bitcoin doesn't do anything. The reason why they had to go back to the drawing board is, you know, Bitcoin doesn't transact. It was created to transact, but people don't want to spend a lot of money to move a couple of Bitcoins from point A to point B. But XRP, Michael Arrington from Arrington Capital moves $55 million. It takes 1.8 seconds and it costs 30 cents. That's valuable, right? When you're moving two Bitcoins that are $200,000 and it costs you $8,000 to move those two Bitcoins, and you got to wait 4, 5, 6 hours sometimes, depending on how busy the network is, people don't want to do that. So they had to create this bullshit story of store value. Store value, I got to tell you the truth, the store value is more towards the XRP than it is really towards the Bitcoin, because really the XRP, the people who hold XRP and understand the mechanics of what it is and how it's going to fix the future going into this monetary system, we are really the ones hoarding the XRP. So we're really more of a store of value than Bitcoin. So we got them beat on every single angle. We just got to wait for Donald Trump to really get in motion here so that people can see the real truth.
Okay. Now, when you say we, are you talking about, I mean, you know, are you, because you're a proponent of XRP? I mean, you're not involved in the actual company XRP, right?
I'm not involved in the company XRP, but I am involved in selling XRP. I have brokers all over the world. People call me. These are people who are, you know, that could invest $10,000 or more. We don't do $2,000 amounts or $500 amounts. You got to go to Uphold or Coinbase for that. But if you want to invest $10,000 or $100,000 or even $100 million, okay, can my brokers get you that much XRP? The answer is yes. And it happens within 5 to 7 business days. It happens very, very quickly. You wire the money in. They tell you, okay, your money's landed. They'll assign a broker directly to you. The beautiful thing is you have someone that you can physically talk to. You can send them an email. Somebody will answer back and say, hey, I need to do a Zoom call with you. Can we do a Zoom call? Whatever. They have that availability. But with, you know, Coinbase or Uphold, you send an email, nobody will ever answer back to you. If you pick up the phone and call them, nobody's ever going to pick up the phone and return your call. This is what you're paying for. This is where the big boys and the big girls go shopping. There's an old saying, if you want to hang out with the big boys and the big girls, you got to learn how to pee in the tall grass, right? And so this is 10,000 or more. Now, I have a lot of customers that have come to us with $1 million. I have customers that have private jets that have purchased $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, like, you know, multiple times, like they're buying a chopped liver sandwich, literally.
Yeah, okay. So I have a question for you. I don't know if you know who, I'll just call him Phil. I'm not going to say the last name because there's too much controversy around this person, but he does podcasts and, videos, and he has a Telegram channel in case you know who I am. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So what he says, he actually did a recent show in it. He said that Elon and Trump were getting together to actually back gold and silver, to back Bitcoin with gold and silver and to cryptos in general, actually. So and I don't know how they're planning to do that or the details. I just know that he made that statement. And that's a very interesting statement, because if crypto suddenly, you know, because Trump was sort of anti-crypto for a long time. So what Phil says, with his insider status, which he is a master techie that's very much involved in the QAnon group. So he gets intel like all of us do. And his intel is this. So if Elon and Trump are going to back some cryptos or whatever it's going to be with gold and silver, that could change the game substantially, wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah. And there's an infinity of gold, not so much on the silver. The silver, I think, is going to become just as valuable as gold at some point down the road when they realize the scarcity of it all. But gold, we have more gold than we know what to do with. There's more gold sitting right here in the Grand Canyon, which is being guarded, by the way, by the military. You can't go down to the Grand Canyon and go have and plan a camping trip anymore like you used to years ago, because they realize there's a tremendous amount of gold down there. And there's a lot of tremendous amount of gold at the Vatican there, which is still being flown over to Zurich and moved over into Cheyenne Mountain. And there's a tremendous amount of gold, even more than that, in the Philippines, because the Japanese thought they were going to win World War II, and then they were going to go back and take the gold, and the gold is still in the ground. There's an infinity of resources, literally. Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
I'm aware of a lot of those stories because I actually delve deeply into them, and in some cases was involved in certain things. So, but in terms of what you're talking, you know, you're not really responding to what I just said, how it's going to change the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to change the game, because if gold revalues at, you know, $40,000 an ounce, and we're going to have some kind of mathematical formula that it's going to back XRP or an XLM, XDC, all the ISO tokens that are Basel compliant for the new banking system, obviously they're not going to be worth, you know, 49 cents or $3.22 or whatever. They're going to be worth a lot more money. Why? Because they need to move all the money on Earth. They're not going to move all the money on Earth with a digital monetary system that is worth little. At the end of the day, if at some point, because there's going to be a buyback, and the buyback is going to be very simple. The people that can't see the future and understand how big the XRP is, at the $30 price tag, at the $50 price tag, at the $100 price tag, I'm going to tell you 90% of the people are going to sell the whole entire bags, and they're going to get it back on the cheap, right? Now, a lot of people say, well, why can't they buy it now? And that's a very, you know, legitimate argument. I mean, if they knew for sure, for example, that the XRP is going to be the one. But I think, and this is only me speculating now, I think they still believe that they can figure out a way to make JP Morgan work better than the XRP so that the XRP can go away. That's the reason why they haven't done a buyout. Otherwise, they would have already. Okay. Okay. So if they have something that works equally as good, then they could tell us to F off, right? But that's not going to happen, in my opinion, because they've tried relentlessly for years and years and years. So to me, that makes sense. So when they realize it doesn't matter to them because they got infinity money anyway. So if they need it back and they need to do a buyout, whatever number they need to buy it out, when they realize that the JP Morgan token doesn't work and it can't be scaled, and XRP can and has and will, when that happens, obviously we're going to be the one, and there's going to be a price tag associated. But when it's in their hands, meaning the people that are going to be moving all the money on Earth, I wouldn't be shocked if it goes to $1 million. Not in our hands. In our hands, they might give us maybe 50,000, if we're lucky, 100,000, right? Maybe 10% of what they're going to crank it up to. Why? Because they need to move all the money on Earth. When they're moving quadrillions of dollars a year, they don't want to move it with an XRP that's worth $3.29. They're going to move it with an XRP that's going to be worth maybe a million, maybe millions. Who the hell knows? Why? Because it's in their hands. It's got nothing to do with us being greedy. It's because we don't own it anymore. They might give us some rainbow currency or some U.S. dollar that's backed also by gold and silver, physical, right? And we're wealthy as you know what. Who cares, right? But now they own it, because now they need to move what? All the money on Earth. And all the money on Earth in this new world that we're graduating into means a whole new thing than the world that we're in right now, which is about 5.5 quadrillion movement of money. We're going into a world that's going to be 10 times that, 20 times that. We're talking 50 to 100 quadrillion plus movement of money. This new Nisara world is going to be very money hungry, and we need a vehicle that could do that in flying colors.
Okay. So, you know, Patrick Riley, right?
Yeah.
He's speaking at your conference.
Yes.
Right. And he was a big hit the first time around. And
yes.
I had him on my show. In case people want to see that interview, you just search under his first or last name on my website, projectcamelotportal.com. But in that case, have you been keeping touch with him? Do you have you know, any information like what he's going to talk about this time?
Well, you know, he has got that he got hit in the head, or he got blown up when he was in the army, and it's some savant syndrome or something it's called.
Okay, yeah.
But he actually got smarter, you know, like some people get hit in the head, they get dumber. This guy got really smart. He never worked on an engine or a transmission. He could take an entire engine and transmission apart and put it back together flawlessly because he understands how the mechanics, right. So there's a disease, it's some kind of like, it's actually a good disease to catch, but you know, you also run the risk of going the other way. But it happened to him. He is a genius. He could build anything from, you know, flying vehicles that could do Mach 34 you know, I'm talking anti-gravitic, you know, things that defy logic. This is not an engine, obviously, that has moving parts or belts or an oil pump or a water pump. None of that, you know, so that he understands what we're moving into. He knows how to build this stuff with magnets and all kinds of like, you know, exotic technologies that we don't understand how all that stuff works. But yeah, he's an amazing individual. I'm sure he's going to be on stage with, I'm going to probably put him on stage with maybe you and also, Ishmael Perez. I think that would be a good fit, for you guys to be on stage talking about this kind of stuff. So yeah, he's definitely hot on graduating from the Model T Ford into flying vehicles that can really move real, real fast.
Right.
And now, free energy.
I know this is crazy to even say. I'm just going to show. These are my my interviews with him, by the way. Mm-hmm. So he's a fascinating guy. Have you, I know this is crazy, but have you gotten in touch with Elon Musk?
I have not gotten in touch with Elon Musk, but I do have intermediaries who are connected with other intermediaries who are connected with Elon Musk.
Right.
So at some point, so Mel Carmine is a possibility.
Yeah. And Ashton, what's his last name? Anyway, you know, the guy that I was talking about possibly could also have speak, you know? You know who I'm,
yes.
I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I want that. Yeah. Can that guy come? Can he make it?
Well, I've been contacting him, but it's a funny thing, but he contacts me back and then he doesn't follow through. So I don't know if he just gets busy or changes his mind or what happens. So,
yeah, that guy has a solution for putting out the fires in California in like seconds. This is a real solution.
They have all that. I mean, there's no question whatsoever. He's just aware of it. But I have to say that we have the weapons to stop all that shit. They just don't do it.
They don't do it. Exactly. There's no money in it. Well, they want to burn California down because they want to bring in the smart cities, right? In those areas.
It's not just that. There's a lot more to it. But yes, there's it's crazy. Yeah, for sure.
Well.
So, okay. Well, I don't know why his last name's not coming to me, but it will. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so is there anything else while I still have you here on the show that you want to talk about?
Other than, you know, look, we're hoping that the XRP does hit those high numbers. We believe it will. We believe it should because of who's in charge, Donald Trump. And we know that the entire family is very pro crypto. Donald Trump launched his own, you know, meme coin, the official Trump token, which I bought some. And then it went down a little bit, but I'm still sort of like breaking even. But I think, you know, a rising tide is going to lift all the boats. But based on name recognition, I think his token will do maybe $100. Who the hell knows? Not financial advice.
Steinbart. Austin. I'm sorry. Yeah. Austin Steinbart.
Yes.
So, yeah. So I think that I did an interview with him a long time ago and, I wanted to do another one. So he's a brilliant guy. And I think he's involved with QAnon and he's one of the techies involved with the AI that they deal with.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's at liberty to talk about that, but it would be very interesting to talk to him regardless about all these different topics.
Yeah, yeah. We have technologies that people are not going to be able to wrap their minds around because, you know, thought that, you know, you need a lawnmower with a gas combustible engine to cut your lawn when you could, you know, do it with free energy technology with a satellite that cuts your grass better than any landscaper in the world. This is the biggest disruption. This is the, and I don't think even Donald Trump would love to just unleash everything all at once. life extension, you know, all of the work done on the farm fields.
I wish he would, but you know, he doesn't operate on his own. You know, he's got a lot of people.
Oh yeah,
working with him.
But the reality is, we can't unleash everything, because you unleash flying cars, for example. Airports are completely a thing of the past. So everything, everybody who works in an airport or has anything to do with airplanes or fixing the airplane or cleaning the airplane or working on the airplane, they're all gone.
Portal tech. I mean, the bottom line is, there'll still be somewhere that you have to go from X to Y. So there'll still be, if you want to call it an airport, or you want to call it a spaceport or whatever, you're still going to have to go somewhere and go somewhere else. You can't necessarily just go from your house. So there will be some
control, you're saying?
Sorry?
There'll be some control. They will still try to control us to where we still
and
have to land at an airport.
Using portal technology as opposed to craft. Okay. So anyway, regardless, they're still going to go from point A to point B.
Sure.
But now I'm another question before we wrap up here, I want to talk to you about, which is, this, I actually put this out because I know a good friend of mine is involved in this whole exposing the naked shorts scam and all of the unsettled trades, as they call them, in the entire system, which is all based on equities. Mm-hmm. So it's called naked short selling. There's another name that they call it, but anyway, I think people will know what I mean. And there is reason to believe that Trump could actually change that game as well. Just one
well,
more thing.
Well, there's going to be a lot of changes. Short selling and trading.
Because they need to be tracing the track, tracing everything on blockchain. And that includes, by the way, XRP, which I guess is already on the blockchain, right?
Yeah, obviously. It's the most powerful blockchain out there. It's the fastest.
Okay.
But, you know, short trading and short selling and trading and naked short selling is not something Mel Carmine does. I'm not that advanced.
I was just curious because you're so involved in this whole.
I'm a dinosaur. I buy it. I know it's going to be valuable some days, and I just keep accumulating every month. Every second of the month, I buy some more, and I've been accumulating for 9 years, and I've accumulated enough for me and my family and my wife's family and, you know, my next 10 generations to come to be fabulously wealthy. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the technology that's coming, which I really want to talk to your audience about, the technology that's coming, a lot of it has to do with, for example, we don't need people on a farm field. This is backbreaking work. Okay, we have technology. We've had it for a long, long time. I'm sure she knows. Okay, that we could put stuff on the ground to plant all the most incredible food technology that will create food for us in abundance. You don't need to have people doing backbreaking work anymore. It's 2025. When are we going to wake up out of this ridiculous nightmare? You know what I mean? It's time to graduate. It really is.
Well, yeah.
That's why we got a quantum summit. You guys need to come to the quantum summit so that we can open up your mind, expand your mind, and allow you to believe that, yes, this is all possible. Yes, this is all coming. And you come on board with us to help wake up as many people as possible, because quantum is going to be everything in the future.
Okay, very good. All right. Thank you, Mel, for coming on the show. I appreciate
Thank you.
It. And, thanks everyone for watching. And it's, today isn't my birthday. It's everyone's birthday since Trump came into office. So let's see what's going to happen. It's very exciting. Thank God. And so looking good in the future, but there are going to be some challenges.
Absolutely.
All right. So I hope everyone will look at, I put the link on there, and you can also, when I post this video, send me the right link where people can buy the tickets.
QuantumSummit1776.com. QuantumSummit1776.com.
And they can jump over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Great. Thanks a lot, and have a good week.
Thank you.
Take care.
Gold and silver. Welcome to CarminesGold.com. Don't waste not even a second looking. Cheaper prices just don't exist. How important is it for you to own gold and silver right now? What does it mean to me personally? There's an economy that's about to crash beyond what words can explain. In 5 words, I'm going to educate you on gold and silver. Are you ready? You need to own some. Simple.